Tapes one. Dog can we shut up. Right. Which one is your personal favorite track on the album? Or maybe you're still too close to the recording process to make that kind of decision?
It's My Brothers, You and I. It's really like the singing on that song is like really like old punk, old English punk, like The Clash, like Joe Strummer. My brother and a friend of his, who's also called Jonas, is singing on that track. And then there's Jenny rapping Palaparon, and you know what that is. And you listeners, you don't. It's Swedish. And I guess I only sing with the guys somewhere very, very weak in the background. It's really something new about that song because it's very, very good disco song, dance beat. And it's guys singing, really in a punky way. I like it.
In your opinion, what's the biggest difference between this new album, The Bridge, and your previous work? Is there any specific difference you would like to mention?
This one is mastered, which you always do with a record or a single, but this one is mastered. And Happy Nation or The Sign wasn't. And I feel this one has a bigger chance because it's a wide range of music styles on it. And I guess that you could say that we master each of the styles that we're trying to work with. And the sound is also wide. So it's a broad one and it's well produced. So I really believe in this record, The Bridge.
When you had to decide the first single to be taken from this album, you chose Lucky Love for Europe and Beautiful Life for United States. How come?
We didn't choose, it was the record companies. The Americans, they wanted Beautiful Life as the first, decoyed for the record. And here in Europe, they wanted Lucky Love. So it's the record companies that has chosen.
Let's look upon working methods for a while. Do you have to be in a certain kind of mood to write a song? For example, do you have to be under pressure? Does that help?
It helps if you're very, very melancholic for the moment, because then you get in deep contact with yourself, and that's where you always find things. You really don't find things inside yourself when you're out and having fun with friends. Then it's like really, you know, on the surface. But when you come below the surface on a very, very sad day, you don't have to be sad. It's like, you know, like you get moody. Hmm? And then you see things in yourself, and you can write about it. Sometimes it's just straight before you. Yeah.
Are you writing on guitar or piano?
Me?
Yes, you.
I write in my head. So I can tape record something in the head because I fasten the melody within the... It's difficult to explain. I fasten it in the words. So I can write down the words and then read the words, and then I remember the melody. It's really strange, but it works.
What is the most important thing to you in a song, the music or the lyrics? Or is it the combination of words and music?
Combination. My favorite song I ever heard is R.E.M. with Losing My Religion. I still don't understand all the lyrics in that particular song, but it... That's the first time I ever heard how important it is with lyrics and music working together for the song. A good song is not only a song, it's like a spirit of its own. And it's built up by both music and lyrics, I think so.
Do you feel that you actually have a message for the world and your listeners in your songs, or are they more like stories of a different kind that you are telling?
Those are stories told for myself. It's like a diary or something.
In the very beginning, you actually failed to convince the record companies in Stockholm and turned your eyes on Mega and Copenhagen instead. And then Wheel of Fortune, the first single, was a huge success and sold gold in both Germany and Denmark. Was that a surprise for you?
Den får du ta igen. Var lite dubbelbottnad. Mm?
Right. Jag får fråga en gång till.
Nej, det var kört.
In the very beginning, you actually failed to convince the record companies in Stockholm and turned your eyes on Mega and Copenhagen instead. And then Wheel of Fortune, the first single, was a huge success and sold gold in both Germany and Denmark. Was that a surprise for you?
No, it wasn't, because you see, Wheel of Fortune is one of the reggae tunes. And that was exactly what the Swedish record companies all wanted us to do. They wanted us only to do reggae beat songs. They said, okay, this is all that she wants, and here we have Wheel of Fortune. Could you do like 10 or 20 more tracks of that kind? And we said no. And then we got in touch with Mega, that wanted us to do all of our songs, because we don't only do backbeat songs. And it was, you know, an artistic freedom there that we could expect from them, and we had it. So actually, there's no surprise that the record companies in Stockholm wanted the reggae tunes, and then that it hit. It's no surprise that the record companies wanted that song. I guess that question is a bit strange, because that's not the way it worked. You see, they wanted us, but only the reggae tunes. So I'm not surprised that it sold gold, and I really believed in those tunes as well.
Ace of Base have been tremendously successful since your big breakthrough, and the album The Sign is one of the biggest sellers in record history. In other words, there must have been many memories for you from these last passing years. When you're looking back, is there any special occasion that you remember with greater joy than other things that happened?
We did a gig in Israel 2 springs ago. And one of those gigs, we did 4 gigs. One of those gigs was at a beach in, I guess it was Haifa. And we were having a sound check during the afternoon, so it was light and nice. You can see the beach and the, what do you say, Midlothian, right? And so on. Sort of nice and shiny day. And then came the night with the gigs. And this was the first concert out of 4 the same night. And the sky had turned completely black and really disappeared into the middle ocean, which you could see, you know, the horizon on during the day. This was totally, you know, like a black hole behind all the audience. It was not so many on the audience. It could have been about 14 or 15,000. It was the smallest gig that night. The biggest one was for 55,000 in Tel Aviv. And just the stage was pointing out into the middle ocean, and just where the sand, you know, stopped. And it was pointing straight out into the middle ocean. And it was totally black. There was nothing there. That was really a magic moment. Maybe because it was the first gig, I don't know, but the first gig that night, but that was really a tremendous moment.
You're all 4 honorary citizens of your native Gothenburg. Will you stay there, or are you planning a move to the capital city or to another country, like England or the States or Spain?
Whatever, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like staying in Gothenburg.
Your honor?
My. Vänta lite grann emellan, så att det är lite mellan frågan och svaret.
Okej.
Okay. Jag vet att de klipper bort frågan sen.
Ja, ah, just det. Ja.
You're still young, and you already made a fantastic career with an almost unbelievable success. And all this has happened over just a few years. Have you ever been wondering about if things are going a bit too fast, if it's happening too fast for you?
I don't think about the success as other people see it. I only sing. Sometimes I get money from it and try to take care of my companies. And I bought an old Volvo, and I don't see, you know, the luxurious glamour that you could have at home. I don't have that around me. I live a very normal life. And then you can, you know, stick to the ground. And I watch everything from inside, you know. I don't see a selling list as maybe a colleague would look upon it and feel that, oh, I want that success for myself, you know. I don't feel the success in that way. So I'm quite easy about that.
You are traveling a lot all over the world. Do you enjoy being on tour, or is it kind of a struggle at the same time with hotels and airports and new places?
I enjoy the studio part to create. I create a lot of things. I always created. I've painted and you know, oil and aquareller. What's that? Okay, more watercolors. I've always created. I've always painted like in oil and watercolors, and always had songs in my head, listening to music. Been a real fanatic, you know, single buyer, buying all kinds of new music. And I sort of enjoy the beauty in life, and I love to create. So, I mean, traveling around all over the world and talking about the music wasn't quite what I was in this for. But it comes with, I guess it comes with a success that you have to do that. We're in this business, we don't have another business to back us up and to feed us. So I guess you have to follow this up. I mean, having a contract with a big company means doing a lot of promotion abroad. So you have to do it. You have to push up your records.
You performed new single Lucky Love at the opening of the Gothenburg 1995 World Championship in Athletics, broadcasted by satellite TV all over the world. That must have been a very proud moment for you in your career.
It was very special because for the first we could perform in Gothenburg. We haven't done that. We have performed only 2 times, although we've been having a lot of gigs all over the world. We have only played 2 times before that in Gothenburg, on Valand and on Liseberg, it's an amusement park. So it was very, very special to be one of the parts of Swedish things that you could show abroad, show up as a Swedish thing. Same,
What influences have you got? What kind of music are you listening to in private back home?
The Clash, Toto, Big Money, Swedish group. Some list music, but only if it's very, very special. I really listen to just about anything, as long as it's good. It can be old or new. I don't like a specific style. I like punk, classic music, disco music. So I even enjoy some dance bands. That's a Swedish thing, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I even enjoy some dance band songs. So I guess no, it's not the group or the style. It's the melody and the things that are catched in a tune, you know, are caught in a tune.
What interests you besides music? What are you doing in your spare time, for example, if you got any spare time to use nowadays?
See some friends now and then. I paint, I sing, I jog. I sometimes appear at a gym somewhere, try to stretch some muscles, not so often. I ride a bicycle. I go very much in my car, very, very much, because I enjoy to drive, very strange thing, but I enjoy to drive very much. Maybe I should end up as a taxi chauffeur or something, because I enjoy that. Limousine chauffeur, no. No, I enjoy a lot of common things, so, yeah.
If you ever decided to give up music in favor of something else, what would that be?
Limousine chauffeur, no. I used to study to become a high school teacher, so I would study something. I would go back to the university, and I would also like to educate myself as a producer, because I enjoy working in the studio. It's really a very, very special environment. I like that